you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 31st. Today's podcast is sponsored by Britannica's Guardians of History. Your voice launches a time-traveling adventure with Guardians of History. Catapult across history on top-secret missions, interact with characters, and decide the storyline with your voice device. Simply say, Alexa, install Guardians of History, or OK Google, open Guardians of History to play today. Today's word is brackish, spelled B-R-A-C-K-I-S-H. Brackish is an adjective that means somewhat salty. It can also mean not appealing to the taste or repulsive. Here's the word used in a sentence. The mangrove swamp is home to many species of plants and animals that thrive in brackish water. When the word brackish first appeared in English in the 1500s, it meant simply salty, as did its Dutch parent, brack. Then, as now, brackish water could simply be a mixture of salt water and fresh water. Since that time, however, brackish has developed the additional meanings of unpalatable or distasteful, presumably because of the undrinkable quality of salt water. The brackish water that we drink creeps with a loathsome slime, and the bitter bread they weigh in scales is full of chalk and lime. As this use from Oscar Wilde's Ballad of Reading Gaol illustrates, brackish water can also include things other than salt that make it unpleasant to drink. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.